with my friend and colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill and of Fox News, columnist for both, much on Fox Business, the politics of a presidential year. Presidents spend a lot of money, and they present the best case in an election year. This instance, the best case may contain what you'd have to say is a foreign policy that's mysterious, but the president, we're told, is concerned about the left wing of his left of center party. We're also told in some reporting that the ones that are most in doubt for both parties are the centrists, both parties, not just the Democratic Party, the right of center Republican and the left of center Democrat. Liz, is the president responding to his concerns on the left and not paying attention to the center? This mixed approach towards Israel confuses everyone.
Well, I think that's totally right. And, you know, he started out being a stalwart defender of Israel until there began to be large-scale protests, particularly amongst young voters, whom he very much needs to win in November, began protesting on behalf of the Palestinian people, accusing Israel of genocide and being overly aggressive in terms of its military approach to Gaza. Joe Biden is trying to have it both ways, in my view. He's trying to, yes, court those young voters, keep the pro-Palestinian protests at bay. They're not at bay. They're very much visible, particularly yesterday. And I think they will again be evident in Chicago come the convention. But this is a real problem for him. I mean, young voters, now, you talk about centrist Democrats. I don't think they're lining up to support his sort of bending on support to Israel. But the question is, where are they going to go? And I would say the same thing on centrist Republicans. Are they really going to vote for Joe Biden? I doubt it, because he is behaving as a far left president. And obviously, centrist Democrats look at Donald Trump and think he's a MAGA extreme Republican. So I'd say there's a good swath of the country that's sort of ideologically homeless right now, or politically homeless. But they will, as some strategists have been saying, they will come home. And I think that's probably true. And by the way, we may be seeing that right now. Some of the polls are tightening. They had Donald Trump farther ahead of Joe Biden than they do now. The national polls have begun to come in a little bit. And I think that's two things. One, Joe Biden's been making a lot of campaign stops, small scale to be sure, but, you know, hitting up donors, talking to donors, giving out money in various important ways to donors. And they've been spending a huge amount of money on advertising already. So that's an advantage that the president has. He does have the advantage of incumbency, for sure. And I have to say, the emergence of all these trials and Donald Trump being in a courtroom, it's not a great look. You know, we can agree. I think that the trial he's involved in now is absurd. I think a lot of people think it's extremely unfair and biased in terms of the judge and the case. But the reality is, you have someone running for president who right now is being accused of criminal misdeeds. So that may also be impacting the polling. But look, Joe Biden's going to do whatever it takes to win this election. If that means softening his support of Israel, that's what he will do.
And Liz, we need an economic package from the Republican Party. Are we going to get one anytime soon? We've got 30 seconds.
Donald Trump is going to be running on lower, not higher taxes, on energy independence, on giving a green light to the fossil fuel producers in the United States, bringing costs down for energy in our country. I think those are two very important platform items, and also reining in illegal immigration, which, for lower income Americans, is beginning to be a real threat to wages.
Elizabeth Peake, she's a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. The American economy is strong, very strong. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,